Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. She has a do do do. Do you hear that echo? I hear the drums echoing tonight. She is only whispers of some quiet conversation.
Plinky, plinky, plonk.
Wait, when's she coming home? She's coming in 12:30 flight.
It's very specific.
Yep.
The moonlight winds reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. Well, I stopped an old man on the way. Why'd you stop him? Hoping to find some old forgotten words and ancient melodies. That's quite a tall order.
Yeah.
Excuse me, mate.
Excuse me, mate.
Yes.
What?
I was just wondering if you had any old forgotten words or ancient melodies.
No.
And he turned to me. What he really should turn to you and say is, fuck off, leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
I was just out of the house trying to buy some milk.
I'm just, you know.
Do you know how hard it is to even get up in the mornings now?
Yeah. It's difficult.
He turned to me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you. What's waiting there?
He turned to you as if to say, so he's just read all that into him turning around. He probably didn't say that.
No, he said nothing.
He probably went,
he turned
what?
To me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you. So non-specific
could
as well.
Could be happening all in your head.
So what did he turn to, and say?
It's gonna take a lot to drag me away.
Bless the rain down in Africa.
Africa.
It's gonna take some time to do the things we never Did you know that when they made this song, they used loads of instruments to make it sound like it was more African?
Right.
And then they did an interview and they said what the instruments were. None of them are African instruments.
Right. Really?
Yeah.
Not even a djembe. I love a djembe.
So you saw an old man, you went to pick up your missus. Basically, you went to pick up his missus from the airport.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most convoluted way of saying, I went to pick up my girlfriend from the airport and I walked past an old guy.
Yeah.
That's all he's said so far.
And I inferred from nothing, from a look, that I should,
that it's waiting there for me. It's going to take a lot to drag me away from you.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that 100 men or more. That's the line I like the most.
Yeah.
There's nothing that 100 men or more. That's all men, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Can you just say there's nothing that all the men could ever do?
Mm.
There's nothing that 100 men or more.
Well, he doesn't want to oversell it just in case 100 show up.
I never. What does he mean, I bless the rain down in Africa? Because it's rare.
I imagine. Yeah.
And it's going to take some time to do the things we never ever do.
Right. He doesn't mean literally Africa, does he?
I think so.
Okay.
Because he blesses the... Ah, bless the rain!
Mm-hmm.
I've watched some live footage of that, and very much they're using a backing track on that lead vocal. Because he cannot get up there anymore.
Not at all, no. It's quite a sexy song. I can imagine, you know, a guy just... He's mixing a cocktail or something, you know. He's invited this girl over on a third date. It's like, let me just rustle something up.
Just, hey, Esmeralda, come in.
I've got a mint julep for you.
The wild dogs cry out in the night.
Oh!
As they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. That means a shag.
Oh.
Doesn't it? The wild dogs cry out in the night. As they grow restless, longing for some solitary company.
Horny dogs need to get it.
And then coming up might be the greatest line ever in pop music writing.
Ready? Go ahead.
I know that I must do what's right. Sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus across the Serengeti.
Right.
Pause. What did you say? I know that I must do what's right. Imagine going into the studio with that, yeah, and you've got and the guys are all in there. Yeah. I'm guessing it's the 80s, so you're writing in an air-conditioned, lovely studio.
Yeah, yeah.
Got a bunch of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably doing some blow.
Yeah.
Hey guys, how's this for a lyric? What is it?
Mm.
They must have all been distracted when he tried to get this one by them.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, yeah, yeah, sure.
So three big words in one line, ready? Mm-hmm. I know that I must do what's right. Fine. Sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti.
Mm.
That's pretty epic.
Serengeti. Yeah. He wanted a mountain, and he got two.
I seek to cure what's deep inside. Frightened up this thing that I've become. What? It's gonna take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I bless the rain down in Africa. I bless the rain. It's gonna take some time to do the doing ever. Those are the right chords. I did the right chords.
Yeah,
there.
You did. You did.
Those are the right chords. And then you have the. Synthy panpipes.
Okay.
Sort of African but Western.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Just kind of not authentic.
Yeah.
But it'll pass for the 80s. For the 80s, it passes.
It sounds African.
No one really. Yeah, everyone goes, oh, it's a bit over there, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not. You know, it's a bit, you know, foreign. I buy it.
Toto.
What?
Was the name of the band.
Oh.
I think they had a song called Rosanna. Rosanna, Rosanna.
Right.
Is that them?
I don't know.
Down.
That sounds a bit like
Armando. Down. That one. Love isn't always on time. Down. Remember that one?
So confused right now.
Do you remember that song?
No.
There's a lot of 80s, like, really vague songs that mean fuck all.
Oh, yeah.
Acting on your best behavior, turn your back on Mother Nature.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, it means
everybody if you wait. Wants to rule
exactly.
The world.
See, I know what it means. It means everybody is hubristic, wants to take over the world, and to help with the consequences. Everyone wants to pull out of environmental treaties left, right, and centre. You know, fuck the future. I'm alive now.
They should have put this in there.
Yeah.
In between the first and second verse.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah, I'm alive now. I'm living an existential existence. I want all the jelly and cake. I want it now. And I want to have a lot of orgasms and then die. And, you know, your problem, mate. Bye.
Say that you'll never, 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 never leave.
Die.
I like those songs. Those 80s. All those songs that mean nothing. How about this one? Why do we scream at each other? This is what it sounds like when doves cry.
Right.
Have you ever been to like a wedding where people set doves free?
Yeah, it's bullshit. It's bullshit. Because they have a wrangler. They're going to come back. They're so dumb, they're going to come back to the wrangler. Otherwise, he'll bill you for them.
She's got a smile and it seems to me reminds me of childhood memories.
Can't seems to remind you.
See? Yeah. I saw Guns N' Roses when I was about 12.
Right.
And it was when Slash wasn't in the band and they had Buckethead on guitar.
I love
Remember that guy? And he wore a KFC bucket on his head to like take the piss out of Slash.
Oh, no, I didn't
Do
know
you remember that.
No, I did not know that.
And
no.
Someone shouted. So Axl Rose walked on stage about 2 hours late, played one song. That one. The one that goes... That one.
Yeah, then fucked off.
That one.
Mm.
That one.
Yeah.
Welcome to the jungle.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
See another one. Welcome to the jungle. We've got fun and games.
Mm.
Hey guys, I've got this great opening line. What is it? Welcome to the jungle. We've got fun and games. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah.
Coke. It's called cocaine.
It's cocaine.
That's
what
that song's called.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And someone who yet shouted at Axl Rose, Axl, where's Slash? And he just went, Slash's on my asshole, and walked off the stage. And that's all they did.
I
saw Guns N' Roses do one song. Slash's on my asshole. And then he just walked off stage.
Jesus. Axel.
He's sort of realised now, hasn't he, that they're touring again. He's like, oh, I can't really keep being a dick.
Well, yeah, no, I think he's spent up all the goodwill, isn't
he? Anyway, hello and welcome to the Excitable Boy Podcast.
Hello.
Doing my soft radio voice.
It's good. It's engaging.
Welcome to the Excitable Boy Podcast. What happened this week?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you quickly, fidget spinners.
Yes.
I've just...
Do you have one?
No, I've just become aware of them.
Do you want one?
No, I don't want one.
You want one?
I don't see the point of them. It reminded me of...
The Tamagotchi?
No, well, all the shit we used to have.
Do you remember the Tamagotchi?
Yeah, I do. What, like, I knew a guy who's... They all died, didn't they? The Tamagotchis?
Yes, they all died.
Tamagotchis, well, how long did they last? Like, it was a few years?
Sometimes up to a month.
Yeah.
And I had a friend who I came downstairs for breakfast one morning and his mum was consoling him because his Tamagotchi died.
How old was the guy?
We were about 8 years old, and even at 8 years old, and his mum cuddling him.
Yeah.
I still had to laugh.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
I was like, mate, get over it.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Wow.
And then, I remember that, then his mum made breakfast, bacon sarnies,
yeah.
And I only got one rasher and he got four.
Yeah, right.
And then she went, maybe you shouldn't laugh at other boy's misfortune.
The weird thing about that guy that you knew back then, his mum died, he didn't cry. He didn't cry at all then. He cried a bit. Isn't it weird how grief works? He cried for his Tamagotchi. What's that about?
Fidget spinners. Do you want to hear an interesting story about the fidget spinner?
Do I? Yeah.
I'll tell you an interesting story about the fidget spinner.
Right.
The woman who invented it,
mm-hmm.
invented it in the, I think, 25 years ago.
How did she invent it? I wonder, she just stumbled upon it.
No, because her kid had learning disabilities and it relaxed her kid.
Oh my God.
Really amazing.
Really,
actually,
yeah.
A really amazing reason.
Yeah, that is amazing.
So she owned the patent on it and she tried to take it to... all the big toy companies, mm-hmm. your Mattels and your play schools.
Yeah.
And they all went, no one wants that.
Yeah, fuck off.
And then the patent ran out 25 years later.
Right.
And she couldn't afford to renew the patent.
Right.
And obviously all the toy companies have their hawk eyes on who owns the patents.
On lapsed.
Right. And they went, that's lapsed. And so she's literally the most popular toy on the planet right now. She's made no money.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm. And she said in an interview that it was kind of worth it because she's lit on the bus and she sees how happy it's making kids.
Yeah, really? But is that enough?
But more importantly, she's on the bus and she sees parents getting 2 minutes of quiet time.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God for the fidget spinner.
Yeah. So I guess the lesson of this fidget spinner is the big guy always wins.
That's the lesson, is you can't fight City Hall. The house always wins.
Exactly. You can't fight City Hall, the house always wins. But at least you get 2 minutes peace.
Do you want to hear another interesting fact? Fact of the week.
Go for it.
So, total subject change. When they tried to find the Titanic, it wasn't until the 80s that they found it.
Yeah.
They invented this manless submarine because they couldn't go down to the base of the, wherever, how far down the Titanic is. 200 miles? I don't know.
Yeah, it's 200 miles down
under
the water, It's 200 miles.
Where all the fish that are shaped like dildos the fish that have light bulbs in their
heads. Yeah, the translucent fish that if they had vocal cords would be constantly screaming.
Right?
Yeah.
So they invent this manless submarine, which obviously costs millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
So they can go down and just, it's battery operated.
Yeah, of course.
So it can stay down there for days.
Right.
And the American government...
Mm-hmm.
They needed to find some submarines because a few of their submarines had sank and they'd lost a bunch of nuclear warheads.
Oh no!
That they didn't want the Russians to find.
Yeah,
they didn't
to
want
hands.
The Russians.
Yep.
That was a German accent. Which one's Russian?
I'm not even going to try.
Putin, Vladimir Putin, Russia. Welcome to Russia. There you go.
Yeah, just think of GoldenEye
on the top. The American government needed to find these submarines, so. They needed the technology, so they employed these guys to build this manless submarine to find their warheads.
Mm-hmm.
And then they used the Titanic discovery as a cover-up.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that?
Oh, no, I did not.
Interesting fact of the week.
Yeah, yeah.
So the Titanic, the mission to find the Titanic was a cover-up because they were trying to actually find a bunch of nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
And once they found the nuclear weapons, they went, all right, now you can go find the Titanic and we'll just say that's why we invented it.
Right.
But it wasn't.
But like all like good technology, war somehow kind of...
What is it good for?
It kind of...
Finding the Titanic.
It accelerates kind of discovery. Like planes and, you know... Aviation.
Yeah.
Everything is sped up.
I mean, mobile phones...
By our fear of each other.
Yeah, mobile phones wouldn't be as good as they are without radar systems. There's basically radars from the Second World War.
Yeah.
That's why we have mobile phones in many ways. I don't know.
No.
But I know that there's a link.
Yeah, there's a definite link between technology and
technology. I think Vodafone started as a government-owned radar company during the Second World War, and it eventually became Vodafone.
Mm-hmm.
Many facts.
Yeah.
Why don't you stay tuned? We'll take a short break, see if we've got any sponsors for this week. And yeah. When we come back, we'll fill you up with some more tidbits.
Mm.
See you in a sec.
Bye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I am in love with a McDonald's girl. She has a smile of innocence, oh so tender and warm. I am in love with a McDonald's girl. She is an angel in a polyester uniform. I leave from softball practice every night. It's getting dark, but the golden arches light up the way. I turn the corner at the traffic light.
Welcome back to the Excitable Boy podcast. How are you guys doing? Mm. Hope you're having a good week.
Yep.
Should we do some letters?
Let's do letters.
I'm feeling like a
smattering of problems.
It's letters time.
Let's open the source.
Every week you can write into the show, EBP at excitablepodcast.co.uk. Any problems you might be having. Maybe it's a work-related problem, like...
You work in an office with a man called Bob.
Name is Bob.
He's your boss. You like Bob a lot. But Bob has recently started to wear shorts. Cause it's hot. Hot Bob. Hot Bob. Bob's hot. Hot Bob. Bob's hot.
Bob's hot.
Hot Bob.
Hot Bob.
Hot Bob.
Hot Bob.
Hot dog and hot Bob. So you have a word with him and go, why are you wearing the shorts? They're quite off-putting. I don't like seeing your knees and you're quite pallid as well. No offense. What do you think about that? I brought you some very easily aerated trousers. Have the aerated trousers. They fit you. I've looked up your measurements.
Hot Bob.
Hot Bob. Hot Bob. Hot Bob.
Hot Bob.
He looks at you.
Hot Bob.
With hate in
hot
his
Bob.
Eyes. Hot Bob.
Hot Bob.
Hot Bob. He looks
He's
at
wearing
you.
Wearing shorts.
It's a surprise. Hot Bob. Hot Bob. Hot Bob. He's offended. Offended.
And you look up his shorts one day and you see the mouse is falling out of the house.
He is being reviewed by a separate board, independently appointed. Hot Bob is going to lose his job and he blames you and he stalks you and he's going to get you. So you write into the show. There you go. That's, yeah.
Maybe it's a relationship problem, like...
You're in a bar with your girlfriend named Sarah.
Her name is Sarah.
She tells you that she really has feelings for you. It's been a month or two. She then stands up quiet and unannounced, recites a poem she's written. She gets the whole bar to shut up, and you think it's a bit indulgent, and it puts you on the spot. The poem goes like this. Colin, you are the best in my life. Before it was really painful, it was all malaise and strife. But Colin, I love you. I watch you while you sleep. Before, I was miserable. I didn't even have the strength to weep, but Colin, I love you, and if you leave me, I will kill myself.
And I'll kill you.
I will kill myself
kill you first.
If you leave me. Never let go, Colin. Never let go.
And then she starts crying blood out of her eyeballs.
Boo-hoo, boo-hoo. And
then she cuts off her ear as a mark of her love.
Oh, what to do?
She says this isn't blood, this is liquid love.
You go and puke in the loo.
And then you come back and she's gone.
And you gorge on tofu.
Maybe it's a sexual problem, like.
Oh, yeah. Your erection looks like Jeremy Corbyn. Political. Like Hot Bob.
Dear EBP, I came back from my holiday recently and stayed with my boyfriend. I found some unopened condoms on his dresser when I got to his house. I arrived early to surprise him.
Mm.
He said the condoms fell out of his drawer and were old and he'd forgot to put them back in the drawer or throw them away. But now I'm really panicking that he's been cheating on me while I was away. Should I ask him or do you think I'm being paranoid? You gotta check the sell-by date on the condom, girl.
Really?
Yeah, have you not heard that song?
No, I haven't.
When you think your man is cheating on you, and you don't know what you're gonna do, and you find some condoms in his dresser, he says that they were meant for you, but just say we haven't been strapping up. We haven't been strapping up for a few months now. You better check the sell-by date on the condoms. Mm. Better check the sell-by date, because if they're not going off till about 2020, then they're relatively new, because condoms can last for up to 3 or 4 years.
Really?
But if it's going off in 2020... It's quite a long song.
Yeah, it's quite a song.
Yeah, but it's sexy.
Maybe you should truncate the song a bit.
But what that song's about, check your sell-by date.
Right.
Check yo sell-by date.
Yeah.
It's a song about how you need to check the sell-by date. Because if it's an old... If the sell-by date's not for a while, then he maybe bought new condoms.
Yeah. I don't think anything's happened.
Yeah, I think he maybe was having a posh wank.
Well...
For those who don't know
what it is.
Yeah, for the...
I don't see anything posh about it, but go on.
Yeah, why is it called a posh wank?
I think it's because you spend money on it, and it's needless. It's kind of like, you know, it's the Tory dream.
I kind of get it, because a condom's sort of like putting a suit on your penis.
What do you mean, a suit? It's like putting something restrictive.
That's like wearing a coat in the shower.
Right.
No, but, you know, it's like a willy suit.
Right.
So you're putting the suit on, but you're not going out. It's like putting on a tuxedo and then sitting in the house and eating Doritos and drinking beer.
It's decadent.
Right? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Treating yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Treat yourself. That's what a posh wank is.
Okay.
But I still don't... I don't know why... I don't think it's posh.
I think it's too paranoid to... I you know, if you're paranoid, there's some digging around you could do. you don't have to confront him.
My favourite types of wanks are posh wank, scary wank, sporty wank, baby wank, and ginger wank. Continue.
Right. The spice wanks.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
I think she's being a bit paranoid.
I think you're being paranoid.
Or he's cheating on her.
Yeah, all
one
that.
Of the two.
But I would do a little digging around if you're that paranoid and don't confront him over it.
Mm-hmm.
My hunch is you're just being paranoid.
Yeah, maybe they fell out of the dresser.
Maybe he's having a spring clean.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just having a reorder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dear EBP, please help. I think I'm falling in love with my friend's neighbour. We spent the whole weekend at a party in a field, talking and drinking until the sun came up.
Yeah.
Nothing happened and we both went home to our partners. And I can't stop thinking about her. She's followed me on Instagram and has already messaged me saying she had an amazing time and when will I be back in the countryside? What should I do?
Oh, shit. Are they partners? Are they married? Are they both married?
It doesn't say. It says partners.
Wow.
Which to me means no.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Well, if you've got a girlfriend and you're falling in love with someone else, probably break up with the girlfriend.
Right.
Right?
But how much of it is projection? Because, like, they met and had this lovely evening, but they're in a field... And it was all great. And they don't know each other's faults yet. Do you know what I mean? They don't know each other's peccadilloes. They don't know, like...
Yeah, but that can still be exciting, can't it?
No, it's exciting. I'm just saying it's not real. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but maybe he's legitimately falling in love with this woman.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean... yeah, love's a madness. So I don't know, man. Like, if you don't want to hurt, I mean, just you have to examine the relationship you're in.
I mean, mate, to be honest with you, you really don't need advice for this. If you're falling in love with someone and you're in a relationship, then you're probably not in love with the person that you're in the relationship with. So break up with them.
Right.
Break up with them. Here's what you do. She lives in the countryside. You live in somewhere else, right? Break up with your girlfriend because you're in love with someone else. Move to the countryside.
Right.
Start badminton courses. Teach people badminton.
Open a microbrewery.
Open a microbrewery, yeah. Right? Buy a cheese board.
Yeah, make cheese.
Make cheese.
A petting zoo. Get a petting zoo.
Start a petting zoo.
Yeah, yeah.
Get some pigs, some hamsters.
Invite all your dickhead mates from the city to come
goats, out. Goats. Go-karting track. Start a go-karting track in the countryside. Those things are like gold dust.
That sounds feasible.
You know?
With no startup capital, just do all those things.
Countryside taxi.
Yeah.
Right? One place to another. You get make like 40 quid on a journey. There's no Uber out there.
Okay. So may I venture like this? That maybe he does do that. He opens up a go-kart track. Doesn't do too well.
Mm-hmm.
The relationship is strained. The new woman is with.
Mm-hmm.
There's no one turns up. It's just him in a go-kart going around the track.
Relationship falls apart.
Yeah, the go-kart track becomes a metaphor for his life.
Yeah,
he's just going in circles. Sometimes he can't even talk to her. He just goes out to the go-kart track.
Crashing into
and
tires.
Goes, where are you going? Where are you going? I'm just going to have a little drive.
Do some laps. You know?
Yeah, to
take
my
mind off of it.
Yeah, to take his mind off the person he let get away.
Then the relationship crumbles.
Then he drives the go-kart back to London on the M25.
And then get back with your ex.
Yeah. He gets arrested before that.
Yeah.
But he gets bailed out by his ex.
Yeah.
Why cut to the chase and just not do that and just kind of...
Because that will happen.
Right.
If you leave your girlfriend, that will happen.
What does he call his go-kart track? Carts for
Love. Track and field.
Track and field, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Lapping it up.
Lapping it up, good.
The need for speed.
Mm.
Cruise control, countryside go-karts,
mm-hmm.
and paintballing.
Days of Thunder Kart.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mm. Kart war.
Well, I don't know what... I just think... You just got to see how it goes and just examine how you're feeling in the context of your relationship, whether you're happy in your present relationship, and you've got to kind of sift through whether it's fantasy or reality and just kind of keep it reasonable until you know.
Go-Kart and the Furious.
Right.
Starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
He's still on go-karts.
Yeah. Right. We'll come and do the opening.
Mm.
We'll cut the ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We'll do a live podcast from the go-kart
track.
From
the go-kart track, yeah.
All right, last letter. I really feel like that wasn't advice.
I gave good advice.
Okay. This is one we answered last week by cut.
Right.
This one's called Creepy Neighbour.
Mm.
Dear EBP, I have a creepy neighbour. He's so creepy. I'm pretty sure he's watching me type this. Here are some of the things my creepy neighbour has done since I moved in.
Right.
He knocked on my door and then looked in my letterbox when I didn't answer. This is a girl who's written this, right? He's added me on Facebook. He took a package home for me last week, even though I was home. So I think he intercepted the UPS man just so I'd have to go over to his house. He always invites me over. This has happened a lot of times. The other week, I had some friends staying over and got a text from him at 2 a.m. saying, sounds like fun, do you need more wine?
How did he get her number?
I don't know.
Right.
Text me the day after saying, hope you're not too hungover, cooking a roast if you fancy it.
Right.
He's 30 years older than me. He walks around a lot in his house, either in a towel or naked. The other week, a friend of mine knocked on my door. He answered his door and said, are you here to see Jane? She's home. I'm sure she's just in the shower or something. Have a fun night.
Right.
Do I need to tell him to back off or just ignore him? I feel like he might do the end of American Beauty to me at some point.
Right.
What, cover you in rose petals?
Yeah.
What happens at the end of American Beauty?
Well, from my recollection, Kevin Spacey gets shot in the head.
Oh yeah,
by Chris
the guy's
Cooper.
Gay.
But he comes in. Is she referring to that?
Yeah.
Or is she referring to
either that, or he's going to cover her in rose petals?
But Mina Silvari, they have a little scene, don't they, where he's like, you know, he realizes she's actually a kid.
And then I don't think it's that. I think she means he's going to shoot me.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, other examples you could have used. You could have said American Psycho.
Right.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Could have said Freddy Krueger. You.
Yeah.
He might Halloween you. He might Cabin in the Woods you.
Right.
Or he might Paranormal Activity you, in which case he'd have to die and then haunt you as a poltergeist.
Yeah. But he sounds ambitious, so that's a possibility.
That's legitimate. Mate, if I died, I would haunt the fuck out of you.
No, you just move a muffin or something weird. I'd be like, Josh, and then I'd hear laughing, and then a little puff.
No, I'd do...
A little puff of smoke.
Oh, right. No, I would fuck with you slowly and carefully.
Right.
So that eventually you end up just going insane.
What would you do?
First of all, you'd have to lose everything, right? I think you're quite strong-charactered, so if I were a ghost,
right,
I'd do stuff that would make your fiancé leave you.
Right.
First of all.
Right.
Condoms, you know, DNA. Right.
Condoms. You know, DNA?
You know.
What do you mean?
You're gonna stuff that makes her, right, you know, I'd text you from the afterlife.
So you're going to swap?
Nudes of another woman when you're in bed and she sees the texts come up.
Right.
I'd do stuff like that.
Okay.
Right, because ghosts can use phones.
Yeah, they can, yeah.
That's why they're called smartphones.
That's one of the...
So I'd do that, so rules. She leaves you, mm-hmm, and then I'd start fucking with you.
Okay.
Properly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, starting fires in the house, and, you know, leaving chandeliers swinging, loud bangs in the night.
Why do I have a chandelier? Why do I have a chandelier?
Because you're going up in the world, because
really?
This is in the future, so you're actually doing all right.
Good.
That's silver lining. Silver lining is you're doing okay in the future.
I do okay.
Yeah.
And then you die, and you're so bitter about it that I'm okay.
No, I die with the express intention.
Right.
Is that the right phrase?
Yeah, I think so.
I die with the sole intention of coming back to haunt you. That's why I die. I'm like, I'm going to haunt... This would be a good gag.
Bit risky.
Going to haunt him.
Okay.
Anyway, back to your letter.
Yeah.
I think... Boy, this is a tough call, because you're not going to move house and he lives next door to you. You can't sour the relationship too much, because then he'll be calling the police every time you have friends over. What I would do is I would out creep him.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Just go, oh, can you sign for a package for me today? Because I'll leave a note saying it's being delivered. Can you sign for it? And he'll go, oh, absolutely, because he wants to have sex with you. But then order something insane. Fertilizer...
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're making a bomb.
Okay.
You know?
I would ask a very muscular alpha friend, man, to just hang out outside his house. Just like, you know, doing weights or throwing a ball around. And then... throwing a ball around. And then she'll come out and go, hey, and then you can canoodle, like fake canoodling.
What does she do?
And then you can get another friend to walk past and make a comment to her, and then he can pretend beat him up, right? Like, go a bit far, you know, rough him up a bit. Go, no one disrespects my girlfriend. Ah! And then he rips his shirt off. Guy runs away. She runs in. You know, he calls...
I think what you're saying here is live in an 80s high school comedy.
Yeah, just let him... You need to let him know that there's some kind of serious manpower. You know, some psychotic man that will mete out... bloody vengeance.
I think it's a pretty good
on
idea.
On any unwanted advance.
Yeah.
Just pay, you got to scare him.
I think that's... But then he might... Then the creepy neighbour might knock on the door and go, I think your boyfriend's too violent, you can do better. And then he'll use it against you.
Yeah.
I'd try and out-creep him. I think if you can out-creep a creep, you're golden.
How would you do that?
Just, you know, ask him to watch your dog, mm-hmm, and it's stuffed.
Right.
Ask if you wouldn't mind babysitting, and they're all just dolls. And he comes in and you're like, that's my niece, right, Shalala. She needs to go in bed at 8 o'clock, and it's just a bag of flour.
Yeah.
You know, this is my nephew, Thomas. He needs to go to bed at 9 o'clock and he's glucose intolerant, and it's just a mug,
mm-hmm,
you know? Or like, it's just a teddy bear or something.
You could piss in a jar.
Yeah.
Ding dong. And he answers the door. Okay. Could you watch this for me?
Yeah, see?
And give him a big mason jar full of piss.
Yeah.
And he goes, what is this? And you go, it's my piss.
Yeah. I don't want anyone to have it.
Could you keep it safe for me? And then just leave him like that.
Just knock on the door and go, did you hear the helicopter last night? The government are after us. They know. That's what that burnt-out car is. There's a burnt-out car there.
Yeah.
Because they're watching us in the car.
Yeah.
And they've got radars.
Right.
And there's foil. Right. If you wrap your head with foil, then the signals can't come through.
And then
I'm
give him...
make a sandwich full of shit.
Then give him the jar of piss.
Sandwich full of shit.
And then and then leave.
I'm going to go for a run up to the... Scotland.
And you give him that and go, don't open this till midnight. And then leave. And then see if that puts him
off.
And
then text him at midnight saying, Did you open the piss?
Did you open the piss? Why haven't you opened the piss?
You have to open it. Dab it on your neck so they can't smell you.
So they can't. Do that.
Yeah.
Do that. I think we've solved it.
Anyway, that's it for the show.
Ooh, done.
Anyway, that's it for the show, yeah. And we'll see you next week. Join us next week for more nothing. Don't forget to go on iTunes and leave a review, you selfish pigs.
Yeah.
Go on iTunes right now. Leave a review for the podcast. Come on. Yeah. You listen every week.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Go on, just, you know.
You go on your shit.
Yeah.
Leave a nice review.
Use your digit.
Go on your phone, podcast app.
Yeah.
Search the name of the show.
Get your thumb going.
Leave a review. It'll take you 10 seconds.
Ha, ha, ha. It was great.
Dicks.
5 stars.
Yeah, don't. We don't want 4, 3, 2, or 1, or 0. We want 5 stars.
Someone should post, though, I have reservations and have, like, 3 stars. But no explanation.
No, please leave a review saying 5 stars.
Right, okay.
And then say I have reservations.
Yeah, I do have notes.
Yeah.
Good.
All right, that's it. And join us next week for more nothing.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Here's the theme tune. Excitable boy. Oh, yeah. Excitable boy.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.